It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Adam in the newsroom.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
How good.
I thought you were going to do what you were trying to tell me to do, you two, before.
No, I didn't suggest it.
Yes, you did suggest it.
Do it, Logs.
No.
Go check out our K-Rock Geelong Instagram page. You'll see Loggy in a light you never thought you would.
You're horrible, boys.
I didn't say anything. I didn't do it.
Loggy's harmonies are incredible.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway, Lyrical Headlines is a game that we like to play on a Thursday, and you can play along as well. Adam is going to read lyrics in the form of a news bulletin, as that is his day job, and we will attempt to pick the artist and the song of that lyric. So you have to get both of those right to get the question correct. If someone gets it wrong, the other person gets a go with more lyrics. It's a best out of three. Let's test our buzzers. Andy?
No. My buzzer is Andy.
No, yeah, I know. That's what I was like.
Debbie, you gotta test it.
Oh, sorry. It's Andy. Part of the rules. Sorry. Andy? I thought you were trying my buzzer.
Good.
Yeah.
Get your hands off my buzzer.
Andy. I'd make it fancy. Anyway, so there is four songs in the mix, but maybe I'll only need two. Let's see how we go.
Jeez, confident.
I'm all backing myself.
Here we go.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Let's go to the beach. Let's go get a wave.
Andy.
Andy.
Is it Cardi B? Let's go to the beach. Let's go get a wave. Wait, what you gonna say?
I'll give you 3 seconds. One, two, three.
Beach.
No, it is not beach.
Loggy. Nicki Minaj. Oh, Starships.
It is.
Yes.
Logs, very impressive.
The only reason I know that is because that's the only part of the song I know. Let's go to the beach, let's go get away. And then that's it.
It is a very Cardi B song as well, though.
Yeah, I was hoping at max I'd get to the end of the first chorus because the rest of the song's just, like, full of bad words. come on. Get it early. Get it early.
That's all right. Andy, you've got this. Come on, son.
Well, give me a chance.
I did.
Oh, no. Oh, here we go.
It's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. When I look into your eyes, I want to breathe you in to get me high. Crawl into this space inside your mind. Just leave me there, leave me there. Now you got me wanting more. I felt religion with you on the floor. The holy word that I've been waiting for. Baby, stay with me, stay with me. We don't have to wait all night to know if this is really love. Oh. We don't have to wait all night because I can feel you in my blood.
Wow.
In my blood.
Andy. Is it Taylor Swift, In My Blood?
It is not Taylor Swift.
Oh. Okay. Do you want to have another go, Andy?
It is
In My Blood.
The title is correct.
Do you want to have another go?
Can I get a hint?
It's an Australian duo.
Yep.
Male or female?
Loggy
two
noses.
Females.
Yes, Andy. The Veronicas.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you get that?
So quick.
Okay.
Lightning.
It just doesn't feel right when you're literally handing it to me on a platter.
You did that all yourself. Okay, one each.
Is this a tiebreaker?
This is the tiebreaker.
This could go either way. This could be either really good or really bad.
Here we go.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. You show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you want to go for a spin. The party's just begun. We'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep on shouting.
Sorry, I can't, Loggy. Andy. It's Kiss, I Want to Rock and Roll All Night.
It actually is.
Oh, what?
What a rock and roll about.
Come on.
And party every day.
I think we're all winners there?
No, we're not.
And that repeats four times in every chorus.
What?
Well done.
That was awesome.
Well done. Be honest, were you literally biting your tongue waiting for me to buzz in?
I was like, come on. Come on.
I am so bad.
You're not so bad. It's just I'm really good when Tom's not here.
Adam, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure as always.
So good. Loggy, got anything to say?
No, go Andy.
Can I get a...
No, stop.
Tom and Loggy here on K-Rock.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Smell that, Logs. Nearly the weekend.
No, I hate that. I don't
get amongst it.
I don't want to smell the weekend. I just want to know that it's coming and that's enough for me.
Well, it is hot on our tail.
What does it smell like?
It smells delicious.
It smells like a bakery.
Oh, I was going to say a barbecue.
Oh, yes.
It smells like sausages and shazlicks and lick shazzes. And... Isn't that what you called them?
I did not call them that.
What did you call them?
She's lash.
She's lash.
I did not say what you said, mate.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Loggy, I am a very tidy person.
Tidy.
Yeah. Mm. Make the bed every morning.
Do like, you?
Has to be
even
done.
When Lou's in there when you leave for work.
Yeah, I make my side of the bed. No, she's been making the bed. I do all the dishes. We don't have a dishwasher.
Yes.
Do all the washing, vacuum the house probably every second day.
Go you.
And just like to stay on top of it because I think if it's clean, I just feel really good about
myself. Yeah, yeah. Clean house equals clean mind.
Do you have a tidy home?
Look, I want to, but sometimes it gets away from me, I'll admit.
What part gets away from you? Is it your clothes? Is it dishes?
Yes.
Is it making your bed?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I don't want to be this person. I don't want to be this person. Okay, but I'm being honest with you right now. Yes, I act like everything is hunky-dory, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes I want to sleep, okay? And sometimes I'm like, the dishes are there, but I'll do them tomorrow.
Oh, I can never go to bed with dishes in the sink.
I used to be like that, and now I'm just like, I'm going to bed.
Oh, all right. Well, I might save your life with this article.
Yeah.
Because this is targeted to the messy people out there. Yeah. A woman has issued a warning after claiming her house was targeted by would-be thieves.
Mm.
She woke up yesterday morning to find someone had poured an entire tin of kidney beans on her front doorstep.
Kidney beans.
Kidney beans. Now, she originally thought it was a silly prank. Someone's pouring kidney beans. This is annoying.
We can't get our hands on eggs at the moment due to COVID, so we're throwing kidney beans at people's houses.
Fair enough. She started speaking to her relative, who was an ex-police officer, and he said the kidney beans were used as a tactic to try and find out if people are home or not. Sharing on Facebook, she wrote, "Well, I woke up this morning to find this on my doorstep. Apparently, this is a known trick of thieves. If not cleaned up in a couple of days, they know that no one is home and they will go in. They use something that you would have to clean up and that wouldn't wash away with a bit of rain."
Get out!
No fair dinkum. So I'm literally saving your life here, Loggy. I'm saving your life. You're saying you're messy.
Nah.
And that you don't do any cleaning.
Nah.
What do you mean?
This is what I'm doing.
Nah.
This is what I'm doing. I'm not going to clean that. I'm setting the trap. I'm going to sit there at the front door, and when they boot the door in, while they sit there, I'll be like, come here with me. You clean it up. You drop the beans. It's got nothing to do with me. Yes, you're here to rob me, but clean the beans first.
Let us know how that goes.
Okay.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Bluey and her friends love cupcakes.
Yeah, okay.
According to this game, and they have to race to the picnic and collect tasty cupcakes on the way, and then you have to be in the shadow to get a cupcake. I mean, I know that I'm not good at explaining things normally.
Yeah.
We know this. But the fact of the matter is, adults and kids alike have no idea how this game works. This game has been flooded with negative reviews.
Oh.
Families have been sharing their nightmares. Family in Sydney bought the game, very excited. Parents couldn't figure out, kids couldn't figure out.
Yep, annoying.
So they thought, let's just make our own rules.
Oh, no.
Right? And it says here, they made their own rules, which ended up with a toddler throwing the game across the room.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
I want to grab your thoughts on this one. It's going viral today after a model posted it on TikTok. You go to the gym.
Yep.
You're a gym guy. And when you're there, is it a kind of talking environment? Like,
For me... No.
Yeah.
I put my AirPods in.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to my music.
Yes.
And I really don't like when people try to talk to me.
No, I'm the same.
Like, it might be as simple as like, oh, hey, are you using this bench?
Yeah.
But it's more just pointing and shaking your head, and I'm like, yep, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
But don't ask me how my day's been.
No.
If sometimes you see trainers chatting to people, and you're like, I'm leaving the gym now, and they have been chatting to that poor bloke for 25 minutes.
Yeah, and unless you're, you know, training me and chatting at the same time, which is fine, because I get that at Keezer, and I love my guy, Bailey. He's a ledge, right? And we chat, whatever. But when I go there individually, it's like I'm focused, and the whole time I'm like, okay, I'm focused on this, and I've got to do my thing.
Do not talk to me.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
That seems to be the general gist of the population, but there are always those people that...
The 1%.
The mold. The 1%. Yeah. Right? This chick, she is TikTok famous. Her name is Avery. She is a model and she's 19 years of age, right? She was recording her session at the gym. So she'd finished the gym and she's sitting there at the little stretching area, and obviously she set up a little camera and she was just doing her warm down stretch.
But who films themselves at the gym as well, though,
Lockie?
Well, you
know, obviously, I mean, I don't follow her, but maybe that's her, maybe she takes her followers on that journey of stretching or whatever, right? I'm not sure. But anyway, she's there, she's wearing sort of a black, almost like a leotard thing. It's like shorts and a black singlet, let's say, right? And she's just minding her own business, leaning out on the mat, doing some stretches. Mm-hmm. She then shows this guy. Now, he's in his older 40s, she says, and he walks past her. And then he tries to get her attention. She's got her AirPods in.
Yeah, mind her own business. Yeah, whatever. Yep.
Right? He then stops and he says, oh, you know, what's your name?
Oh, small talk. Not interested. Sorry, mate, I'm stretching.
And
jog
then,
on.
So because it's Avery, and he's like, oh, how do you spell that? And then she was like,
what?
Oh. And
none
she's
of your like, business.
Yeah, kind of, right?
Go
but she
away.
Just answered to be polite. Anyway, then he actually interrupted her stretching. And he kept talking to her, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm here because I've torn something in my leg, and I'm about to go and see a physio. You know what I mean?" And she's like,
"Yes,
yeah, okay, cool. Whatever." Anyway, then he walks away. He comes back.
Oh, go away, dude.
He goes, "I am not sure whether you're going to be here when I get out. I wanted to get your number for dinner," and then goes to give her his phone.
No,
and she says, I'm sorry, I'm too young for you.
Yeah,
she's
got
a boyfriend, right? But she's 19 years old.
Yeah, he's in his 40s.
She just said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm too young for you. She said it appropriately.
Yep.
She wasn't rude at all. And he said back, yeah, well, I'm too rich, and then walked off.
Oh, yuck.
I know.
You know what you do in that situation? And hopefully I'm never in it.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is, it's a great exercise called the medicine ball slam. So you pick up the heaviest medicine ball you can get.
Yeah.
You sight your target.
Yeah.
And just piff it as hard as you can at him. He won't be coming back.